This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Welcome back to Enterprise Biz Bytes. I'm Rich Bradbury. We are talking about ways you can use tech to secure your home. We've had some suggestions via WhatsApp, via Twitter, and via Instagram. We're going to go over to one we've got over on WhatsApp here that's just come in during the break. But if you want to contribute just before the show wraps up in about 15 minutes, 018-789-8899 on WhatsApp, Twitter, or Instagram at BFM Radio. What's the message for you?
All right. This is not regarding the home security. It is regarding our productivity chat from Maggie Bess again. When the leader of the team has the right approach and attitude, those who are ahead can be reminded to help the slower ones, and those who are slow can be reminded to buck up to keep up with the rest of the team. So definitely must be a shepherd who doesn't play or encourage politics, a good, fair mediator to keep the team together, to keep the team together to achieve productivity.
There you go. True. Like that. Arv, you have a story for us, right?
Yeah, so this is about how people are sort of deep faking CEOs of companies to scam the companies out of millions of dollars.
Oh.
Yeah, not scary at all.
Not scary at all.
No. So just for some context, deepfakes, for those who don't know, deepfakes are forms of media that have been altered by AI, artificial intelligence, to make it appear as though the person is doing or saying something that they've never done before. The tech itself came out a few years ago, but at that time it was like crude. You could tell, you could see like floating heads and stuff, and you know that it's, you know, that something's been done to alter the video. They've come a long way since then, and if today you're not sure what to look out for, if you don't know it's a deepfake video, if you're not like looking for glitches in the video render and stuff, you might miss a deepfake completely. If you're not aware that, you know, you're watching a deepfake.
So there was a very convincing Kim Kardashian one fairly recently.
Yeah, we saw the Kim Kardashian one, we saw the Donald Trump one, there was one with Keanu Reeves that just came out. So there's this there's a whole YouTube channel that does deepfakes on like a weekly or bi-weekly basis and stuff, and it's very convincing. So it's at a point where if you know, you could completely believe a deepfake video, but it still takes one, a lot of time to do, and a lot of processing power. The key word here is a lot of processing power and data, but not a lot of specialized skill. So it's not only for the deepfake specialists or IT specialists or whatever. It has become sort of like easier to do and more user-friendly to do. So if you know some kind of video editing software, or you know how to use this data, you can make your own deepfake videos. It's available. It's accessible.
Mm.
So obviously, with the tech becoming more accessible to people, criminals have started using the tech to scam people by impersonating company CEOs. For now, they are only using deepfake audio and not the video yet. So Symantec, which is a major cybersecurity company, it says that they have seen 3 successful audio attacks on private companies. So basically what happens is a company CEO, or quote-unquote CEO, calls a senior financial officer or someone who has access to the company's money and requests them for an urgent money transfer. So the scammers were mimicking the CEO's voices with AI programs that had been trained on hours of speech, and the speech was taken from earnings calls, YouTube videos, TED Talks, and even seminars that the CEO had given on the outside. And they've gotten hold of all this data, fed it into the machine. The machine learned how the CEO spoke, and then they made the call using the modulated or the altered voice. From each company, millions of dollars were stolen. And they haven't revealed which companies these are because for privacy concerns and stuff, but they lost
an embarrassment.
It's an embarrassment, and they lost a lot of money in the process. Even according to the article, it says that the worst of the damage isn't what already happened. Like, it's not about stealing money and stuff, but if deepfakes are so convincing that people who know the CEO cannot recognize that it's not the CEO calling them, then the technology is at a point where it can be used for sabotage. You could make a quote-unquote CEO say something or do something or appear in a video saying things that might completely plummet the stocks or sink the stocks overnight. And there's nothing anyone might be able to do about it, because at this point, there are no reliable tools to easily identify deepfake videos or media on the web. And by the time they have gone through whatever analysis and someone figures out that this is a deepfake, or you explain to people that it's not the actual person in the video, the damage has been done. But again, it goes back to those keywords that it takes a lot of time, a lot of processing power, and a lot of data. You need to have a lot of either positions of the person's face to make it look convincing, right, or you need to have so much audio samples that you can construct short sentences and no one will be able to pick up that it's not the person speaking to you.
The audio one is particularly scary.
Because it's a lot easier than video.
Yeah.
It is.
Now, looking at solutions for this, and looking at a kind of tech solution. What you need is a device that modulated your voice as you were making a phone call. Mm. And then that modulation can then be verified at the other end as well. Yep. You know, like a handshake, a virtual kind of audio handshake or something like that. That would work because then it would be like, you know, the things that you get for logging into your banking account or whatever, how it changes over a few minutes. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? When you log in, this number will change in however amount of minutes. Something like that to prevent deepfakes, I think, would work. If you're listing tech companies at home, you heard it here first on Enterprise Biz Bytes, Richard Bradbury.
I mean, for all the tech that we have, we haven't figured out how to get clear phone calls yet.
At all.
That's something that we've completely bypassed. We've moved on to like text messaging and stuff, but we have not figured out how to get clear Skype calls. If you call someone on WhatsApp, that's fuzzy. Even basic normal phone calls are not at the point where they are like super clear or the clarity isn't there. So if one of the CEOs calls someone over like over Wi-Fi or over WhatsApp, you wouldn't be able to know.
Not a chance.
Yeah, their voice would have changed. Even it would have been glitchy, or he would have said, oh, I'm going through a tunnel, because that's still a thing. Like, we still haven't figured out how to do the tunnel reception thing. Mm. So I can see how it was easy for them to sort of, you know, trick these people into like giving up money and stuff.
And you can almost like, preempt the questions that people will ask in the end and have the answers prepared. Mm-hmm. You know, okay, they're going to ask us this, they're going to ask us this, you know, that kind of thing. So, well, we've watched a lot of movies.
We have watched a lot of movies. But, you know, if you're the CEO of a company, you know, you've already, and you're one of these hackers, I'm guessing what they've done is they're just going to steamroll through it. And, you know, it's going to be a lot of don't answer back kind of questionings and, you know, just kind of push their way through it. And it's your CEO at the end of the day, you know, you're going to be like, okay, boss, whatever.
Yeah. I mean, if prank calls work,
they do. Well, sadly, they do. And they've been working for a long time. Right?
Yeah. It's, you know, people who have some kind of intellect like this, who know how to, you know, get deepfake videos or audio going, you know, they're bound to know how to sort of structure their sentences in a way where you don't give the other person a chance to think or respond.
Okay. Well, that's scary to wrap up with on a Monday afternoon. Thanks, Arv. Mm-hmm.
Have a good week.
Yeah, have a good week. We started off with talking about how you can prevent yourself from being burglarized and ended with how not to be robbed by your CEO.
Yeah.
And how in between that, we need to have a chat amongst our employees. Right. Very quickly, though, if you did miss any part of this show, don't forget you can download the podcast. It is available a little bit later on via our website or via our apps, which are, of course, available from the Apple App Store, Google Play, or wherever you get your favorite podcasts from. Of course, the story and question of today was all about how do you use tech to make your home more secure. That's what we started off with. We then moved on to
about four common ways co-workers hurt your productivity and what you can do about it.
Then we finished with trying to figure out if that's your CEO or if it is a deepfake.
Wrapping up, of course, but don't go anywhere. Coming up after the 1 o'clock news, it is the Breakfast Grill replay. Pre-Star Resources Rahad is the biggest supplier of guardrails, which line our major highways and expressways. The Breakfast Grill spoke with Mohammed Datoto Yopung about the company's performance, MD, as well as its plans to list one of its subsidiaries on the ACE market next month. That's all coming up after the 1 o'clock news. We'll be back tomorrow, same time, same place on BFM.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.